The shutdown of the government has had ripple effects through the U.S. diplomatic corps, but news analyst Daniel Schorr says one high-level trip today has been deemed essential.
With his department crippled by the government shutdown, Secretary of State Christopher, working at half pay, drove the 65 miles to Maryland's Y Plantation today to play superpower broker at the Syrian-Israeli peace talks. These talks are in their last 3 days, and next week Christopher will fly to Damascus and Jerusalem, assuming the Air Force trusts him for the cost, to chart the next phase in forging the last link in Middle East peace. With unhurried talks at a round table and walks along the shore, the parties have done a pretty good job of keeping a lid on their progress. But there is a general sense of movement short of any final agreement. Most of the remaining issues are not hard to resolve. How many months for Israeli withdrawal from the Golan Heights? The gap has been narrowed considerably from the original Israeli proposal of 8 years and the Syrian proposal of 6 months. Withdrawal how far to create a demilitarized zone? It's understood that much bigger Syria will have to pull back further than Israel. What kind of security arrangements? At last word, Syria was ready to concede Israeli aerial surveillance. What timetable for normalization of relations? This also lends itself to splitting the difference. But the closer the parties come to agreement, the closer they get to the real question of whether they can conclude that agreement in the face of domestic pressures. Israel's difficulties are plain to see. Bitter right-wing opposition in an election year that's not been eased after the assassination of Prime Minister Rabin. But Syrian President Hafez al-Assad has his problems too. Can Assad, member of the small Alawite sect, sell peace to Syria's Islamic majority? Can he sell it to the Ba'ath politicians and the military, whose power rests on having Israel as an enemy? And as Syrian expert Daniel Pipes notes in the New Republic, peace with Israel may encourage Syrian business people seeking a larger opening to the West and liberals restless to shed totalitarian repression. Pipes says that more democracy and flocks of Israeli tourists could endanger the hold on power of Assad and his family. At some point, a judgment will have to be made whether Assad is really seeking peace or seeking only to keep the peace process going for the brownie points he gets with the United States. Secretary Christopher is not getting the answer to that at dinner tonight, which goes on the State Department's tab with the Aspen Institute, proprietor of the Y Plantation. But Syria will be on his mind next week, his 16th shuttle diplomacy trip to the Middle East. This is Daniel Schorr.